At least 40 people have been killed in a drone strike that hit a funeral gathering near El Obeid, a key army-held city in North Kordofan State, Sudan. Piers Potter, CNT Live London. Officials and activists have blamed the Rapid Support Forces, RSF, for the attack on Al Luvaib village on Monday. The RSF has not yet commented. Witnesses say mourners were gathered in a tent when drones struck. Many victims reportedly died before reaching hospitals in El Obeid, a strategic hub linking Khartoum to Darfur. The strike comes amid intensifying fighting in the oil-rich Kordofan region. Around 20,000 people fled to El Obeid last week after the ISF seized Barra town, 30 kilometers north of the city, the same period when the army lost El Fosher, its last stronghold in Darfur. Since the ISF takeover, reports have surfaced of mass killings, sexual violence, abductions, and looting in El Fosher. The UN says summary executions of civilians have also been reported in Barra. The International Criminal Court, ICC, has warned that these atrocities may amount to war crimes and crimes against humanity. Meanwhile, famine has been confirmed in El Fosher after an 18-month ISF siege, according to the UN-backed Integrated Food Security Phase Classification, IPC, network. K. Dugley in South Kordofan faces similar catastrophic hunger conditions, also under ISF blockade. UN Secretary-General Antonio Guterres has called for an immediate halt to the violence, warning that Sudan's humanitarian crisis is spiraling out of control. El Fosher and surrounding areas have become an epicenter of suffering, hunger, violence, and displacement, Guterres said at a summit in Doha. The United States has proposed a truce, but previous peace talks in Saudi Arabia and Bahrain have repeatedly failed, with both sides unwilling to commit to a ceasefire. Since the war erupted between the army and ISF in April 2023, more than 150,000 people have been killed and 12 million displaced, a crisis the UN now calls the world's largest humanitarian disaster. Piers Potter, CNT Live London.